Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman member by Avram Goldhari and Dir Mazeches Nedarim, Daf Chavav, the third parak, Arba'a Nedarim. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Chafei Amid Beis brought a machlokas between Beis Shem and Beis Hillel regarding someone who made a neder against a group of people and discovered his father among them and regretted the neder against his father. They disagree whether we say neder shehuter miksasu huter kulo. A neder which is nullified in part is nullified entirely. After bringing Rava's explanation about Chokas, the Gemara on this stuff presents Rava's, who said that everyone agrees that if the vower had said, had I known that my father is among you, I would have changed my nether and said, Ploni and Ploni are forbidden and my father is permitted, that all of them are permitted. Since he changed the formulation of the nether, the entire nether is nullified. They argue in a case where he said, had I known that my father is among you, I would have said, all of you are forbidden except my father. In this case, the neder remains the same as the original, and the vower is stating that he never intended that his father be included in the neder. Beis Shammai hold like Rabbi Meir, who says elsewhere, Tafus Rashiv Rishon, grasp the first phrase, meaning give primacy to the first phrase used. Therefore, the final neder is identical to the original one, and since the father was never to be included, the neder is not considered partially void. Beis Hillel hold like Rabbi Yossi, who says, Gmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas, a person is also held by the end of his words. Therefore, the final neder, which adds the exception of his father, is different than his original neder, and it's thus a partially voided neder, which is completely void. Point number two, Rav Papa challenged Rava from the following Mishnah. In one case, did Rabbi Kiva say, Neder Shehuter Miksaso Huter Kulo, that a neder nullified in part is nullified entirely? If he said, Konim She'ini Nene Lekulchem, Huter Echo Mehem, Huter Kulo, Konim that will not benefit from all of you, then if one is permitted, all of them are. But if he said, She'eni nehne lo lezeh v'lezeh, that it will not benefit from him and him, huta rishon, huta kulam, huta achron, ha'achron mutter v'kulon asurin. If the first became permitted, they are all permitted, but if the last became permitted, he is permitted and the rest are forbidden. The Gemara asks how Rava can explain why the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Kiva in the second case, since Rava holds that when one changes his neder to be directed towards individuals, all agree the neder is completely void. Rava ultimately interprets the case as speaking of kagon shetlan zeh bezeh, a case in which he made each dependent on the next. The Rush explains that each was an independently made neder, so there's no discussion of partial nullification. Rather, each neder was successfully made dependent on the one before it, where he said, this one shall be forbidden like this one, and this one like this one, and so on. Therefore, when the first is nullified, they were all permitted, but when the last is nullified, the rest remain forbidden. And point number three, the Gemara challenges Rava from a brisa which states, if one said, Konim batzel she'ini tom shal batzel ra lelev, konim onions for my tasting because onions are bad for the heart. Amru lo, baho a kufri yafa lelev, they said to him, isn't the kufri onion good for the heart? Rav Meir taught in this brisa that since the kufri onion is permitted, all varieties are. Now the Gemara presumes the cases where he subsequently said that had he known the truth, he would have said, all onions shall be forbidden, but the kufri is permitted. Rava taught that such a case was a machlokas in which Beis Shammai held like Rabbi Meir to forbid the remainder of the neder, yet here, Rabbi Meir permits the other varieties. Rava answers that the cases where he named specific varieties to prohibit and permitted the kufri onion. Since he changed the formulation of the neder, it's to be entirely nullified according to all opinions. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Chafei Amud Beis brought a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding someone who made a neder against a group of people and discovered his father among them and regretted the neder against his father. They disagree whether we say neder shehuter miksasu huter kulo. A neder which is nullified in part is nullified entirely. After bringing Rava's explanation about Chokas, the Gemara on this stuff presents Rava's, who said that everyone agrees that if the vower had said, had I known that my father is among you, I would have changed my neder and said, Ploni and Ploni are forbidden and my father is permitted, that all of them are permitted. Since he changed the formulation of the neder, the entire neder is nullified. They argue in a case where he said, had I known that my father is among you, I would have said, all of you are forbidden except my father. In this case, the neder remains the same as the original, and the vower is stating that he never intended that his father be included in the neder. Beis Shammai hold like Rabbi Meir, who says elsewhere, Tafus Rashiv Rishon, grasp the first phrase, meaning give primacy to the first phrase used. Therefore, the final neder is identical to the original one, and since the father was never to be included, the neder is not considered partially void. Beis Hillel hold like Rabbi Yossi, who says, Gmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas, a person is also held by the end of his words. Therefore, the final neder, which adds the exception of his father, is different than his original neder, and it's thus a partially voided neder, which is completely void. Point number two, Rav Papa challenged Rava from the following Mishnah. In one case, did Rabbi Kiva say, Neder shehuter miksaso huter kulo, that a neder nullified in part is nullified entirely? If he said, Kodim she'ini nene l'kulchem, hutra echo mehem, hutra kulam. Kodim that will not benefit from all of you, then if one is permitted, all of them are. But if he said she'ini nene lo lezeh v'lezeh, that it will not benefit from him and him, hutra rishon, hutra kulam, hutra achron, ha'achron mutra v'kulon asurin. If the first became permitted, they are all permitted. But if the last became permitted, he is permitted and the rest are forbidden. The Gemara asks how Rava can explain why the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Akiva in the second case, since Rava holds that when one changes his neder to be directed towards individuals, all agree the neder is completely void. Rava ultimately interprets the case as speaking of kagon shetlan zeh bezeh, a case in which he made each dependent on the next. The Rush explains that each was an independently made neder, so there's no discussion of partial nullification. Rather, each neder was successfully made dependent on the one before it, where he said, this one shall be forbidden like this one, and this one like this one, and so on. Therefore, when the first is nullified, they are all permitted, but when the last is nullified, the rest remain forbidden. And point number 3, the Gemara challenges Rava from a Braisa, which states, if one said, konim batzel she'ini tom, shall batzel ra lelev, konim onions from my tasting, because onions are bad for the heart. Amru lo, baho a kufri yafa lelev, they said to him, isn't the kufri onion good for the heart? Rabbi Meir taught in this braisa that since the kufri onion is permitted, all varieties are. Now the Gemara presumes the cases where he subsequently said that had he known the truth, he would have said all onions shall be forbidden, but the kufri is permitted. Rava taught that such a case was a malchogas in which Beis Shammai held like Rabbi Meir to forbid the remainder of the neder. Yet here, Rabbi Meir permits the other varieties. Rava answers that the cases where he named specific varieties to prohibit and permitted the kufri onion. Since he changed the formulation of the neder, it's to be entirely nullified according to all opinions. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Chavav, and our standard Siman is a military coup. A military coup, so here goes. The leader of the military coup, who made a neder forbidding his captives of extra helpings of dinner before realizing his father was taken as part of the group, changed his formulation and said, this one shall be forbidden, and this one shall be forbidden, like this one, and then proceeded to give them kufri onions, which are good for the heart. So once again, slow motion. The leader of the military coup, that must be more daf chavav. The leader of the military coup who made a neder forbidding his captives of extra helpings of dinner before realizing his father was taken as part of the group, which reminds us, Rava says, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue in a case where one said, had I known my father's among you, I would have said, all of you are forbidden except my father. In this case, the neder remains the same as the original, and the vower stating that he never intended that his father be included in the neder. Beis Shammai hold like Rabbi Meir, who says elsewhere, Tafus Lashon Rishon, grasp the first phrase, mean give primacy to the first phrase used. Beis Hillel hold like Rabbi Yossi and say, Begmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas, a person is always held by the end of his words. Therefore, the final neder, which adds the exception of his father, is different than his original neder, and is thus a partially voided neder, which is completely void. So, the leader of the military coup who made a neder forbidding his captives of extra helpings of dinner before realizing his father was taken as part of the group, changed his formulation and said, this one shall be forbidden, and this one shall be forbidden like this one, which reminds us, Rapapa challenged Rava from the following mission, which said, if one says, she'eni nene lo lezeh v'lezeh, that I will not benefit from him and him, huta rishon hutra kulam, huta achron achron mutter v'chun asurin. If the first became permitted, they are all permitted, but if the last became permitted, he is permitted and the rest are forbidden. Rava interprets the case as speaking of kagon shetlan zeh bezeh, a case in which he made each dependent on the next, where he said, this one shall be forbidden like this one, and this one like this one. Therefore, when the first is nullified, they are all permitted, but when the last is nullified, the rest remain forbidden. So, the leader of the military coup who made a neder forbidding his captives of extra helpings of dinner before realizing his father was taken as part of the group, changed his formulation and said, this one shall be forbidden, and this one shall be forbidden like this one, and then proceeded to give them kufri onions, which are good for the heart, which reminds us. The Gemara challenges Rava from a Braisa, which states, if one said, konim onions for my tasting, because onions are bad for the heart, and they said to him, v'haloha kufri yafa lelev, isn't the kufri onion good for the heart? Rabbi Meir taught in this Braisa that since the kufri onion is permitted, all varieties are. The Gemara presumes the cases where he subsequently said that had he known the truth, he would have said, all onions shall be forbidden, but the kufri is permitted. Rava taught that such a case was the malchogas in which Beis Shammai held like Rabbi Meir to forbid the remainder of the neder. Yet here, Rabbi Meir permits other varieties. Rava answers the cases where he named specific varieties to prohibit and permitted the kufri onion. Since he changed the formulation of the neder, it's to be entirely nullified according to all opinions. So once again, the leader of the military coup who made a netter forbidding his captives of extra helpings of dinner before realizing his father was taken as part of the group, changed his formulation and said, this one shall be forbidden, and this one shall be forbidden like this one, and then proceed to give them kufri onions, which are good for the heart. All right, so now we go to our four blah blah chazara. Daf Chav Beis. So the Simmer Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The cab driver, that must be our Daf Chav Beis. The cab driver got stuck in traffic caused by judges who were reviewing a ledger and examining the actions of a man who made a vow. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yana the Elder asked his grandson who made a neder, if you would have known that in Shemayim they open your ledger and examine your actions when you vowed, would you have vowed? The Ron explains that a person who makes a neder gives the impression that he holds himself to be a great person, will not stumble and violate his neder. Therefore, in Shemayim, they scrutinize his deeds to see if his opinion of himself reflects the truth. We don't follow this practice because when one is told the severity of his misdeed, he may profess regret even if he actually does not regret his neder. So the cab driver got stuck in traffic caused by judges who were reviewing a ledger and examining the actions of a man who made a vow, got so angry that all types of Gehenim dominated him, which reminds us we learn about all the ill effects of cuts of anger, such as all types of Gehenim rule over him, he gets hemorrhoids, and he forgets his learning. So the cab driver got stuck in traffic caused by judges who were reviewing a ledger and examining the actions of a man who made a vow, got so angry that all types of Gehenim dominated him. And he called his wife and erroneously made a shvuah that she may not benefit from him because he thought she stole his GPS, which reminds Rabbi Yossi said, "Ein niskalkin l'elokei Yisrael, we do not address one who swears by the God of Israel to annul his vow, except for one who said, Kona, my wife's benefit from me because she stole my purse or because she hit my child, and it became known that she did not steal it or hit him." Daf Chaf Gimel. So the similar Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The Kugelach champ. Kugelach, that must be more Daf Chaf Gimel. The Kugelach champ, who found a Pesach to his neder, forbidding his holding the Kugelach pieces, when he saw how frustrated the rabbis were in trying to find him a Pesach, which reminds us, when Rav Shimon bar Revi saw how pained the rabbis were going back and forth between the sun and the shade, trying to find a valid opening for his neder, he conceived that he would not have made the neder had he known it would cause him this frustration, and that itself became his Pesach. So the Kugelach champ, who found a Pesach to his neder, forbidding his holding the Kugelach pieces, when he saw how frustrated the rabbis were in trying to find him a Pesach, was surprised to see his mother make the pilgrimage to the championship game, given his father's neder forbidding her to come, which reminds us, the Gemara quotes a Brice which states that there was a story with a man who made a neder forbidding his wife from going on a pilgrimage, and she transgressed his will and went on the pilgrimage, and when Rabbi Yossi asked him if he would have made the neder if he would have known she would disobey him, and he responded, no, Rabbi Yossi annulled the neder. So the Kugelach champ, who found a Pesach to his neder, forbidding his holding the Kugelach pieces, when he saw how frustrated the rabbis were in trying to find him a Pesach, was surprised to see his mother make the pilgrimage to the championship game, given his father's neder forbidding her to come, and decided next Rosh Hashanah he'll declare all the dharm he makes should be null, which reminds us. The Gemara says that the next Mishnah is missing text and should read, HaRotzo Shul Yiskayim in the Dar of Kol Hashanah, one who wants all his Nedarim to be ineffective the whole year, Yamid Rosh Hashanah V'Yomer should stand on Rosh Hashanah and say, Kol Neder Shani Asi Lidor Yehe Bato, every Neder I will make should be null. Daf Chaf Dalad, so the Simmer Daf Chaf Dalad is a pitcher. So here goes. The man with a pitcher, that must be one Daf Chaf Dalad, Kad. The man with the pitcher printed with the words, I'm not a dog, who had told his friend, Konamai will not benefit from you unless you come and take these pitchers of wine for your son. Which reminds us, the Gemara quotes a mission which states, if a person said, Konam, that I will not benefit from you, if you do not take for your son a core of wheat or two barrels of wine, then the netter is invalid. Because his friend can say, did you not say this merely for my honor? This itself is my honor to decline your offer. The Gemara explains that in this case, all would agree that the neder was made in seriousness, because the vower would say, I'm not a dog that should benefit from you, and you do not benefit from me. So the man with the pitcher printed with the words, I'm not a dog, who had told his friend, Konamai will not benefit from you unless you come and take these pitchers of wine for your son, was surprised to hear his friend claim he was delayed, traveling through a treacherous jungle. Which reminds us, the Mishnah states, what is the case of Nidrei Unasim, forced Nedarim, if one made a neder against his friend that he should eat with him, and he or his son became ill, or he was delayed by a river, then the neder is invalid since the condition was not fulfilled because of circumstances beyond his control. So the man with the pitcher printed with the words, I'm not a dog, who had told his friend, Konamai will not benefit from you unless you come and take these pitchers of wine for your son, was surprised to hear his friend claim he was delayed traveling through a treacherous jungle, who then said, Konam, if I was not stuck behind a snake, like the beam of an awl press, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nidrei Havai, what are cases of the Nedarim of exaggeration? Amar Koni Mimor Isi Bederech Hazeka Oy Mitzrayim, Imor Isi Nachash Kekoros Beis Abad. If he says, Konim, if I did not see on this road like the multitudes leaving Mitzrayim, or if I did not see a snake like the beam of an awl press. The Ren notes that these are two distinct cases. In the first, he's exaggerating the truth. They saw many people. In the second, his statement is patently false. Daf Chafhei. So the Simur Daf Chafhei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. When the deceitful borrower gave his shocked wife his hollow cane filled with coins as a gift for their 25th anniversary? That must be more Daf Chafhei. When the deceitful borrower gave his shocked wife his hollow cane filled with coins as a gift for their 25th anniversary, which reminds us of Braisa Tal, that when a person swears in Beis Din, he's told, know that you're not swearing according to some condition in your mind, rather according to our and the court's understanding. This was meant to preclude trickery, like the incident of the cane of Rava. A borrower who needed to swear to have paid filled a hollow cane with coins and handed to the unsuspecting lender at the time of his Shavua, and was thereby able to truthfully swear that he had given coins to the lender. The furious lender smashed the cane and the coin spilled out, showing how he had technically sworn truthfully. So when the deceitful borrower gave his shocked wife his hollow cane filled with coins as a gift for the 25th anniversary, she made him swear to accept the Torah and be honest based on her intent, not his, which reminds us, when Klal Yisrael swore to accept the Torah in Arvas Moav, Moshe Rabbeinu warned them, Havi yodim shelo adaitechem ani mashbi etzchem, el adaiti va'adas hamakom. Know that I'm not having you swear according to your own intent, rather according to my intent and Hashem's intent. So when the deceitful borrower gave his shocked wife his hollow cane filled with coins as a gift for their 25th anniversary, she made him swear to accept the Torah and be honest based on her intent, not his, and promised to never make another neder forbidding food to a group of people, since his last one unknowingly included his father and brother. Which reminds us, in the next Mishnah's listing the case of Nidrei Shkagos, unintentional Nedarim, it states, if a person saw people eating his figs and he said, they're forbidden like a carbon to you, and they were found to be his father and brothers, against whom he would not have made the neder, and others who were with them, Beis Shammai say that although the figs are permitted to his relatives, they are forbidden to the others. Beis Hillel disagree and say they are permitted to everyone, since the neder was partially void regarding his father and brothers. And we learn in another mission, Rebbe Akiva came and taught, neder shehuter miksasu huter kulo, a neder that is nullified in part is nullified in its entirety. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which Deputy Rabbi Beis Din makes someone swear according to the court's understanding to avoid trickery, like the incident with the cane of Rava, that's on Dav Chafhei. Good number 2. Which Deputy, we have a case when one said, Konam onions for my tasting, because onions are bad for the heart, and was told, isn't the Kufri onion good for the heart? That's on Dav Chavav. Good number 3. Which Deputy, that when Rabbi Shimon bar Revi saw how pained the rabbis were in not being able to find a Pesach to his neder, that itself became the basis of the Pesach. That's on Dav Chav Gimel. Good number 4. Which step do you learn that the case of Nidrei Onasim is when the condition was not fulfilled due to circumstances beyond one's control? That's on Dav Chav Dalad. Good number 5. Which step do you learn Rava's Pshat in the Machugs Beis Shammai Hillel in the case where one made a neder forbidding a group and then discovered his father was part of the group? That's on Dav Chavav. Good number 6. Which daf do we learn when one gets angry, all types of Gehenim rule over him? That's on Dav Chavbez. Good number 7. Which daf do we learn that in a case when one said, this one shall be forbidden like this one, and this one like this one, when the last one is nullified, the rest remain forbidden? That's on Dav Chavav. Good number 8. Which daf do we learn Moshe Rabbeinu made Klal Yisrael swear to accept the Torah based on his intent? And of course, Baruch Hu's intent, that's on Dav Chafhei. Good number 9. Which Dav do we discuss a case where one said, Konum, that I will not benefit from you if you do not take for your son a core of wheat and 2 barrels of wine? That's on Dav Chavdal. Good number 10. Which Dav do we learn that when one makes a neder, they review his deeds in Shemaim, since it indicates he holds of himself that he will not violate his neder? That's on Dav Chav Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.